It's 4:30 in the afternoon, pitch dark and raining, as a large passenger ferry pulls up to the dock in Woods Hole. Sue Natale is waiting for her son, Clancy, to get home from the charter high school he attends on Martha's Vineyard.
Sorry to surprise you after
that. Right.
How was your day?
It was good. How was yours?
Good.
A 45-minute ferry ride may be an unusual commute for a 17-year-old high school junior, but it's nothing compared to the trip Clancy's making today, to the climate talks in Paris. It's an opportunity he earned in a contest his school held last summer.
Students would enter an essay, they'd be judged, and they'd pick people to go to the conference. So I was one of the 9 students that was chosen to go.
Clancy and his classmates had planned to take part in a huge climate march in Paris last weekend, but the protest and the school trip were both canceled after the terrorist attacks last month. Clancy was disappointed, but not deterred.
Now is almost safer than ever, because security is going to be tighter, things are going to be tighter and like more strict. I think it's safe, and it was probably safe even before this happened. I don't really have a fear about that.
Clancy is now the only student from his school traveling to Paris. He's written for a local paper, so he tried to get journalism credentials for the meeting. That didn't pan out, so he's just riding his mom's coattails. You see, Sue Natale is a climate scientist at the Woods Hole Research Center, where she studies what used to be the Arctic's permanently frozen ground.
There's a lot of carbon that's stored in permafrost, and as the permafrost thaws, microbes now can access that carbon, and they release it into the atmosphere as carbon dioxide and methane.
Those are powerful greenhouse gases that could make climate change worse. But just how much are we talking about?
I wish I could give you an answer. It's a $1 million question. Carbon emissions from permafrost may be substantial, but they're currently not incorporated into global climate models. So one of the messages that I want to give when I'm at COP is that the current commitments that are being made, they're not even accounting for this additional carbon source.
Sue and Clancy are both mild-mannered and quiet-spoken, not the type to hype the dangers of climate change or badmouth policymakers. But both are frustrated by the attitudes of many American politicians toward climate action.
I think that there's a lot of kind of unjust opposition to it, that people are just kind of saying things without any proof.
It's particularly frustrating because there are people, particularly in this country, who are saying that it's not real and who don't want to listen to climate scientists. I don't understand why you would make a decision that's a science-based decision and choose not to listen to a scientist.
Sue says she vacillates between frustration and optimism.
I'm optimistic that there'll be an agreement. I'm sure that agreement can be a lot, needs to be much stronger. But I do think it's important to have a starting point, and that's what I see this. I don't see this as the ending point. I see this as the starting point.
Clancy also sees his trip as a starting point on a different scale.
I want to see like change happen. I want to see people curbing their emissions. I want to see how these things are done. And I want to see Paris as well.
Clancy will be documenting his experiences to share with his school. He's hoping that will influence fellow students on Martha's Vineyard.
If they see their peers or people their age are like interested in this stuff and like working on it, they'll get an interest too.
And Clancy says that's important.
The past generations, they've tried, but a lot of them have also messed things up. They've kind of put us into the situation. So this current generation needs to try and fix that.
As a scientist, Sue shies away from activism herself. But she's proud of her son and other student activists.
I worry about them, but I also have high expectations and high hopes for them that they are going to push this conversation forward.
That's something her own generation has largely failed to do so far. For WCAI, I'm Heather Goldstone in Woods Hole.